Well, it's called the DreamBot Project. It's fascinating, and you get to hear about it in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. You're going to love the next 2 hours. Chris McCleary back with us, currently the director of the National Dream Center. Now, it collects, analyzes, and reports daily on various types of dreams. The previous Air Force Lieutenant Colonel has gone from Top Gun bomb dropping to developing new dream work protocols called dream forecasting. He's currently working on a number of degrees, and here he is back on Coast to Coast. Chris, how are you?
Oh, it's great to be back, George. How are you?
Likewise, too. Now, tell us a little bit about the DreamBot Project. What exactly is that?
Oh, gosh, it's a project that keeps me busy. I don't know about you, but this summer has been extraordinarily busy. Okay, so the DreamBot is basically the next generation from the WebBot. You know, the Cliff High, George Ure, UrbanSurvival.com, looking at language, and it goes out on the web. Well, what it used to do is look at, you know, various places on the web and looking for language, specific language, because language, according to scientific studies, precedes, you know, certain events. And so now what I'm doing is I'm taking that web bot and I converted it into a dream bot. And what it does is it goes out and only looks at dreams with the same kind of concept, except now it's kind of like a twofold process here. So I've got the linguistics going on, and actually, if you want to know the truth, I've developed actually three versions of the DreamBot, and I run it every time I do the Project August. And they all have their different purposes, and I can go through explaining that, but that was kind of an iterative process because it is an informal project. Luckily, it's not like one of these scientific, rigorous things to where I can kind of work with it and learn as I go. And we've learned some extraordinary lessons. So anyway, I've got these three different bots going out. And then on top of that, I look at the dreams. Specifically, I look for themes in the dreams. I look for overlaps. And magic tends to happen. I mean, of course, I've got examples of how the linguistics themselves have predicted events. And I have lots of examples about how dreams, like just one dream, predicts certain events, specific things. But the real power comes when you have dream material that overlaps on another dream material, and then that overlaps onto linguistics. That is a real powerful punch.
Are you seeing a pattern right now, Chris, with these dreams?
Well, specifically, are you talking about like a certain theme, like a certain...
Yeah, whether it's a catastrophe or something else.
Yes. And when I talked to Lisa Lyon earlier, I said, be sure to tell George, because I frankly didn't know. We weren't scheduled until today. And so I went and looked. He was going to be talking before me when I found out I was going to be on the show. And it just so happens that my top theme right now is called Sky Flash.
Mm-hmm, I saw that. And that is bizarre. Yeah. The synchronicity is unbelievable, bizarre. Isn't it?
Yes. And it's metaphoric all the way around. It's specific in some cases. There's ash falling in some cases. There's a lot of different possibilities. And the linguistics now has caught up with it in this last report number five. By the way, report number five, I don't know if you remember this, but I wouldn't allow the headlines to go public originally because I really wanted to honestly check to see whether or not these dreams weren't being created. You know, if you get public mind, if you get enough minds together thinking along the same pattern, we actually create these things. And I wanted to prevent that. So I really wanted to see whether or not we were predicting certain events without influencing the public. And it was extraordinary. The results are extraordinary. And so I decided to go ahead and go public with report number five. This is the last report before August begins because I've got enough data I need. If nothing happens, if nothing comes true in August, literally, I still see this as a huge success.
And you'd be in shock if nothing came through in August, wouldn't you?
I would be shocked.
Yeah,
I really would. And I'm already seeing, we've already seen, you know, some of these things that I'm calling already true are going to be coming true in August. It was just the news came out early. Well, for example, the polar vortex came down, and we saw that about 6 months in advance with certain linguistics that came out first, and then dreams started to trickle in that kind of warned us. And then we had a dream that specifically talked about the exact linguistics. The linguistics were something like, well, I have it written down here somewhere. I got a lot of notes, but it was earth, food, ice hard. That was the linguistics in I want to say April, but it might have been early May. And so we kind of sat on that for a while and said, okay, so ice, food in August, you know, and so, but, you know, that's what the linguistics said.
Well, let me ask you this, though, Chris. Just because you have a synergy of dreams, does it necessarily mean that they will come true? Here's an example. So you're doing your DreamBot program, and a tremendous percent of these dreams are about earthquakes. Earthquakes, big ones. Does that necessarily mean, oh my gosh, we're going to get an earthquake? Or based on your experience, is it just something that just, you know, people just seem to be dreaming about earthquakes?
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of explanation that has to go in that. I mean, I can answer it simply that, yeah, I agree with you. It doesn't automatically mean that. But let me caveat this, because what is so critical here is this concept called day residue. And I've seen a lot of times where I've actually learned this lesson a couple times already, where I'm looking forward, right? Because my whole objective is to look into the future. And so I make the mistake of forgetting to look at the past. So because, say, for example, you have a bunch of floods, and then the flooding comes up in the linguistics. Well, that could be day residue, meaning that people saw the news about the flooding, and so therefore they dreamed about it.
Right.
So it's not future looking, it's actually past looking. And so this is one of the things that I really looked at with the sky flash. I was really concerned, because this is unknown territory, because we've been talking about EMP for so many years now. And, you know, these are smart dreamers. The Project August dreamers have open minds. They're asking the right questions. They've heard all this stuff before.
How many are there?
Well, it's accelerated, and that's what's concerning me. Now, it started with, okay, so there are, just to answer your question, 2, 3, 6, and then 9. So there's total of 9 if you include the volcanic stuff.
9 dreams or 9 people inputting?
The same. Yeah, they're all 9 different people.
Okay.
And 3 of them were visitors who saw the others and said, oh my God, I just put my dream over into this other place. And so they put it into a comment below, you know, I had an article called Sky Flash.
And does 9 people give you a pretty good basis?
It's a big number, to be honest with you. And when you include the linguistics, watch out.
Yeah, and explain again the linguistics and what that means.
Okay. Well, I probably should start with saying the DreamBot 1 was the original. That was the web bot that George Ure said, dude, what you're doing is ancient. You need this. So
upgrade.
Thanks for the encouragement, George. So I went ahead and converted it over to a DreamBot. So it went out and looked at words. And what it does is it has this little algorithm in it to where it looks at really the most common words. And then it looks at the type of word it is, whether it's a noun, verb, adjective. And it puts it into where those kind of words would be positioned into a sentence. So it hopefully reads kind of like a sentence. And what I found was in DreamWork, it's a lot different than looking at headlines or articles and news articles and bulletin boards, is that the same words keep coming up, and they're just kind of in a different pattern. But it was very extremely accurate, this DreamBot 1, in universal broad brush stuff. So like celestial events, like Cardinal Cross, the Blood Moon, constellations that were going to be the sun transiting constellations. It was amazing at predicting these big picture things. But as far as pulling out headlines, it was like, you know, pulling teeth. It was just not happening.
Well, how much of it though, Chris, was you interpreting what the dream was from the people who inputted it?
I didn't have to do any interpreting for the DreamBot 1.
It does it itself.
And so I went a couple of weeks without any possibility of any headline, and it was just frustrating. And here's the other thing. I saw a lot of these words towards the bottom or towards the middle. They shouldn't be there in the middle because they were uncommon words like vampire shoots up or soul shoots up. These words that don't belong there go up, but they're not popular enough to make that top rung, the DreamBot 1. So I decided to create a new algorithm to go in there and look at these lower order words that are rather high for their stature, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
And then, you know, based on my algorithm, which seems to be very potent, it spits out another phrase. And sometimes now this is where some interpretation is required. And so I put the most thoughtful or the phrase that has the biggest possibility of being a headline, even if it doesn't make a lot of sense, to put it on there. And then a lot of these readers, this is not for Project August, by the way, this is just for the Dream Forecast, because it was fairly new in these last few months. I just put the most, you know, the items that I thought would be the most probable for creating a headline. And then people would come in and provide their comments on how they interpret that. And, you know, we kind of learn and grow through that. But we found kind of what linguistics work and which ones don't. So we kind of have an idea, but that just takes experience.
Sure. You've weeded that out then.
Yeah, we weeded that out. Now we're still learning, but this last one for Project August was try change, bad thinking, flash, ever near. Holy crap. And that's like coming in right as all these other dreams. You can go, if you want to see these amazing dreams, I pretty much provided the important aspect of them in the public version, or not version, but the public report number 5. So anybody can go read those, and you can verify my work. You know, if you interpret those dreams a little bit differently, so be it. But it looks to me like the conscious or the collective mind is seeing something along those lines.
That's fascinating. Okay, so let's get into Sky Flash, and then we'll spend a lot of time after the break here, Chris, on just what you think might be happening. Let me ask you about world events right now. This plane crash in Ukraine, the fighting all over the place. Are those coming up in dreams?
Yes. In this last batch of Project August, it was very clear. We can go through those linguistics. It's very male-dominant energy. It's these other words like running is huge. Running, violence. You know, it's incredible because you typically think of men having these violent dreams, right? And so with all this violence coming into the linguistics, I went and looked at the dreams, and they're actually coming from all the females. The females are having all this violence, which I thought was really different. And the whole texture of this last go around really does feel different.
Truly amazing, remarkable, and somewhat frightening, isn't it?
Yes, but there's good news at the end, because I think what's happening, based on another big dream that people can go look at, because I made it, it was like a 23-page research study on this one dream by Elise called Ku. She was visited by this being from Ku, had to do with constellations, and I went through and did a lot of research for that one to find out. He basically came to tell her that a world's about to change. Now, it's not going to be pretty because you've got to go through these birthing pains. But once that's over, the new world could be a great place to live.
When are we going to see that unfold?
I don't know. I don't have timing on that.
All right, so it's not just August.
I see it coincidental. And what's interesting is I saw somebody like David Wilcock, who's like a perpetual positivist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's saying the same thing. He's seeing the same thing in his intuition, says that, you know, there's going to be some bad times here, but, you know, it's like a growing pains thing. It's painful, but you're going to like it on the other side.
When you score dreams, Chris, what in your opinion is the hit dream and what isn't?
Oh, well, that's pretty simple. It takes a while to explain, but let me first say that I've given up the idea of trying to push a headline out. And what I mean by that is you see a big word that you're like, ship, you know, big ship. You're like, oh my gosh, there's a headline. What I've found is one single topic or one single noun is worthless because, you know, it's kind of like that vampire, what I think I talked about last time. You're like, you see vampire shoot up, and then sure enough, you see it on a CNN main headline the next day or a week from then.
Yeah.
But it's not like you predicted it. So anyway, so what I'm looking at is at least two specific areas that help delineate, hey, this is a hit and this isn't. So for example, like Neptune, I could have just said Neptune because it was so freaky different, but we went ahead and went Neptune and diving. And we got a major hit with that one, if you can believe that. I can go through that whole thing.
How did you get involved in all this, Chris?
Synchronicity. Yeah, I find myself in total la-la land. I'm just impassioned. My wife is upset because I'm spending so much time on this project, but there's a passion there. There's a need in humanity for this project. And I'd like to talk, you know, not right now, but sometime later, that Project August is the beginning of this new paradigm. It's a paradigm shift, not just in dreaming. So these non-dreamers who are listening, we actually need you, and you actually need us. So I have a lot of non-dreamers at the National Dream Center come on daily, provide comments, and that sort of thing. We need each other, even the non-dreamers, because as soon as we get into this new paradigm, we're going to ask for them for their help.
What happens? Now, you're talking about you had 9 participants basically feeding in some information. What if you had 1,000 people? What would that do?
Well, you're starting to get into more of creating, and I can talk hours about, yeah, I had a very intuitive radio host just the other day who asked this very question. It would just floored me, didn't surprise me because it's a very good question, but the difference between predicting and creating in dreams, because the truth is, and I did a lot of theory on this in months past, but the truth is we're doing both at the same time. I call it a new paradigm. It's called predicting, creating, one big long word, because you're doing both at the same time. So it gets even more pronounced when you get more people dreaming the same thing. You're almost affecting, you know, somebody like Carl Kalman would say that's the collective mind, and the collective mind has already determined where humanity
precisely
is going.
Chris, stay with us. We're coming back for more with you as we get into Project August on Coast to Coast AM. Well, for you Coast Insiders, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Pacific time, we will have our Coast to Coast chat with the crypto hunter John Rhodes as he talks about reptilians, UFOs, underground mysteries. So make sure you're part of that. Those rooms fill up awfully fast. We're going to come back in a moment more with Chris McCleary as we talk about the DreamBot Project on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Chris McCleary. Next hour, we'll take phone calls. Maybe you can share some of your dreams with us, see what folks are doing these days. Back to the August project again, Chris. So does this mean that things will happen in August or not?
Well, of course not. As we talked about before, is what I do is I try to identify probabilities. That's what I'm doing. And I even have, when the headline list comes out, you'll see not only the original probability, but the expected probability that's updated right before August. And those aren't really important for everyone else, but just for my sake, so that I can see whether or not I identified. So what I want to see is, are the dreams that I identified as high probability, are those the ones coming true, or am I messing up the probability factors as well? And I also wanted to make sure that I didn't confuse everybody. I thought you were asking how many dreamers we had for the Sky Flash dream.
Right.
So I answered 9. But I hope you weren't thinking I only had 9 Project August dreamers.
And that's different then. How many?
Oh, we're talking hundreds. Oh, gosh, hundreds of pages worth of dreams
that
I have to go through.
Wow, okay. So that factor goes way up when you have that many people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so let's get into specifics again of what they are seeing for August. And then do you move into a Project September? Is it ongoing?
It's not going to be that quick, but yeah, absolutely. What I planned on doing, because this is such a new, novel way to work with dreams, and it's a valid way, and based on my observation, is to now I have enough knowledge to where I can set up a fully scientific study for this thing, and then the IASD won't ignore me anymore, because they want to see perfection, they want to see laboratory, they don't want to see fuzziness and imperfections. But so basically what we're looking at right now, this last batch, is a full circle back to the original April dreams. And those three are all together. It's the border, drought, and disease. Hmm. And they're pretty much combined. And these original dreams, and you can go to the project, report number 5, which is public at the website, and you can read this original dream, and you will be floored how in April this dreamer was able to identify the border problem and what it'll mean, because this disease that came over the border, and she even talks about Spanish-speaking people and border guards. But here's the thing that nobody's talking about is that because this disease was actually up in the northwest where the outbreak was in her dream, that she assumed, her intuition told her when she woke up, that there was, in addition to this family driving up the border, across the border with the disease, there was going to be aerosol spraying of the disease as well to make it spread faster. And that, by the way, has just been, overlapped by a dream I just read about half hour ago that was input.
Are you concerned at all about things that people are dreaming?
I don't get concerned, and that's probably why I'm in this position. I don't dwell on negativity, but I just see it for what it is.
Yeah, you're generally pretty positive.
I'm positive. I call it paradigm 3, where I've got 2 sides to me. I can see things for what they are, but I can also create the future I want. I'm not one or the other. A lot of people are dead fish. They see, they feel helpless, and they see doom and gloom. And then you've got the other people who are ultra positive, always positive, always creating their future, ignoring the bad times because they're clearly there. But I try to not judge the circumstance. For example, the economic collapse. I'm one who would rather have a whole different economy. And so I have to kind of tailor my projections about the economy. I have to limit them because I have such a personal passion for a whole different economy. And so I would rather see the economy collapse, because it will inevitably. It's just a debt-based system with fractional reserve banking and interest rates and all that, that will collapse. It's just inevitable because it mathematically cannot sustain itself forever. You know, you don't have to worry about the natural resources, but that will, you know, if it does sustain itself, the natural resources will eventually fail because the money supply is not based off the resources. So anyway, I'm getting off onto a tangent.
But yeah, but back to you, whether you're concerned about anything, so you don't appear to be.
Well, I personally, I can just tell you what it's looking like. So the border, we were the first place that I know of that connected the border problem, the border crisis, with the droughts. I don't think anybody's noticed that the only places that we're having drought, other than the man-made drought in Detroit, is... and where the places we're having the border problem. So you're talking California, Arizona, Texas. Is that surprising to anybody? And then nobody's talking about this disease except for alternative places. You're looking at border guards. You know, Natural News says that border guards are getting sick from the people coming over. You've got that mosquito issue. And it doesn't even have to be related, but we have a Project Uno dream, which is a little contest for August 1st. To see who can get the closest headline. And one of those is called Virus Goes Viral. And the way it's stacking up right now with the border crisis, and that's a different dream that identified these, but the virus meme and the disease is very prominent. So am I concerned about it? Well, I'm concerned for everyone else, I guess, who gets concerned. I don't know how to put that. I put out the facts, and if people get concerned, they get concerned. That's all I can say.
All right. So can you kind of pinpoint though for us, Chris, because you've got a lot of things going on here. Some of the major highlights that what we can expect based on DreamBots.
Okay. Let's see. The biggest picture thing that hasn't been identified as a headline yet is the term running from violence. Running in general is big, just running from something. But then when you include violence in there, it's pretty prominent in the dreams and the linguistics. So I don't have a headline for that yet. But I thought it was interesting that George Uhr just had a running from Chicago coming out from his webbot version. I thought that was really interesting because we're not looking at the same stuff. But some other things, financial. We had a dreamer who got a metaphoric indication that Argentina was going to be in the news big time. And sure enough, we figured this thing out. You can go to the website and look up mother of all ice cream cones, or you can look up economic cone is going to melt. We have less than 10 days now. And what that means is we found through the dream that it was going to be Argentina, and the president is a female, Fernandez, and she refuses to pay the debt. And so she is hell-bent on taking Argentina to default. And that ends on July 30th, and we will find out what happens. Is that going to crash the CDS market? Nobody's talking about these things. I can tell you a lot of things that people aren't talking about. For example, the White House, for the first time ever, evacuated the White House. And nobody's talking about it, but the DreamBot caught that. He predicted it about 2 weeks, 3 weeks in advance.
So how easy is it for you to pinpoint what you think is going to happen as opposed to it happens and then you go back and look at it and say, oh, there it is?
Yeah, that's exactly the thing I want to avoid. I can't stand that. The whole point of this is usefulness because I'm going into a new paradigm, and I need to be able to accurately predict the future with exact headlines so that people don't doubt it. And it's a challenge. I'm learning the ropes, but it appears that even my basic skills are producing a pretty extraordinary rate. For example, I don't know if you know this, but we predicted a major crop harvest, a major August crop harvest was going to get destroyed by a cold front. And that was based off linguistics, but that trickled through in the dreams. And lo and behold, the polar vortex came in and it wiped out 100% of all the northern grapes in America. And those are harvested in August, well, August to October. So it was like a 5.0 on my Dream Seer scale, which is the highest you can get. It was a direct hit.
Tell us more about the National Dream Center, Chris.
Well, we are heading towards nonprofit, but I've got to finish Project August first. Once Project August is over, and by the way, Project August, we have one more week, and these people, they lay down, go to sleep, and before they go to sleep and close their eyes, they intend to dream something about August. We want to just test, and then we're going to stop here in a week, and we're not going to do any more dreams in August.
Okay, so you're going to shut the books on August pretty soon.
Yep, and the headlines will be firmed, and all we'll just do is sit back and see what comes true and see what doesn't come true. And then after that, I'm already convinced that the process works. And so I'm going to start stepping into this new paradigm, which I've got two different teams, and I haven't set this thing up yet. I've only talked about it in a few articles, but basically I have the paradigm one people who aren't afraid of their dreams. They see reality for what it is. They see earthquakes coming. They see fires. They see asteroids hitting, whatever it is. And I'm going to take those predictions, because the predictions are accurate based on my experience, and then I'm going to push it over to another team that we're not communicating with, team one. So this team two, totally separate, and they are going to turn the tide. So hopefully we have enough people, you know, like Lynn McTaggart's work and the Pear Lab and making intentions. So they'll make intentions for a positive future based on what we found from the team one, who has accurate dreams.
Have you been able to focus on one individual, for example, under the project?
Oh, that's such a great question.
Who is, like, phenomenal?
Yeah, I have so many phenomenal dreamers. Seriously, I've fallen in love with all these dreamers from around the world. And what's amazing is we have dreamers that were over in Germany predicting very accurate things for the U.S., and hopefully we'll get into August where the U.S. people are projecting something for Europe, which would be water-based, but I'm not real convinced about the whole water thing. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that later. But yeah, what I've noticed is these dreamers, they have their patterns. They have their, what would you call it? Their talent inside their talent. So they all predict something. And some of them are a little bit more random, but some have a clear, like one of them, Elise, is always visited in her dream by some being. And she has no idea what he's talking about. So we go in and verify that he's talking the truth. Like he said, this thing here is a building block for the universe. And to come to find out, it's a little carbohydrate. So sure enough, it's a building block. And so now we can trust the rest of his words, which they all seem to have the same message. The world is about to change.
It's about to change indeed.
Yes.
So you're pretty hopeful about August.
You mean as far as seeing my dreams come true?
Yeah.
I am. Based on if I get another 30%, I'd be way happy. I'm already happy if I get no more, because I'm already above, you know, the typical headlines. I mean, these are very precise headlines. If, you know, for a White House, I had three White House ones based off the linguistics, and I hit all three of them. One of them was Obama's ratings plummet, and then within 2 days, you get two totally different headlines with the word plummet in there. And one linguistic said, White House, man small going. And so what I did is that just seems to me that a short man from the White House is going to leave. And sure enough, let's see. Oh, I've forgotten how long that was prior. I think it was like 3 weeks, but it was like 3 or 4 weeks. Jay Carney leaves. And now he's not small, physically small. I think he's about the same height as Obama. So I got that wrong, but in stature, he's smaller. So
what can people do to accent their dreams?
To
make them stronger, to make them
more predictive.
More predictive.
Well, I think the intention, what I've seen is the intention to dream about August. And we saw this a lot in April, where, like my wife's dream, which when she did her, I think it was her first or second dream of Project August, she got that tornado dream, which swept in 1 week later. That was a Project August dream. So basically, it opens you up to the future. And from what we've seen, it's more of a rolling time frame. So I don't know if there's going to be a bell curve or not inside of August. And that's the big thing here. You know, you say, well, 30% of your dreams fell outside of August, so therefore it's a fail. But yeah, I don't see fail in that. I see, well, now I know that if I intend for some future time period, I am subject to the same time constraints in precognitive dreaming, which typically the experts are going to say, especially even back in the early 1900s, J.W. Dunn apparently did some studies like this and said most people whose dreams come true in about a week or two. And now what I've also seen, is that the general trend for Project August is right at 1 month. So it like extends that just a little bit. And I thought that was really interesting. Now, that's not a scientific observation yet. I'll have the statistics later after August completes. But that's just a kind of a casual observation there. This 1 month, like to the day, 1 month. And I started to think that there's kind of like a lunar aspect to these precognitive intentions. Yeah, that's why I said, huh.
Is there anything on the horizon that people can change? I mean, can you change the outcome of these dreams?
Well, we're not there yet. That's paradigm three. Remember, Project August is just seeing how well we can predict, period. We're not trying to create. We're not trying to influence. We're not trying to make August the best month ever. We're just seeing whether or not we can predict it. And then paradigm, when Project August completes and I have my reports out and all the stats are done, here's how many headlines came true, here's what our capabilities are, then we start moving into, I pull out my headlines, but now I don't just say, hey, everybody, these things are going to come true. I then take it over to another team that does the intending for me. And they don't have to be dreamers. So they can pray, they do their whatever spiritual thing that they do, they can intend, they can meditate on peace instead of the war that I pulled out of the dreams, that kind of stuff. That's paradigm three, and we're going to need support.
You want more people to join?
Absolutely, yeah, dreamers and non-dreamers. And for the dreamers, I have a great set of dreamers, but I don't have to have precognitive dreamers to do this. And we've seen that. I've seen that in the regular, the non-Project August stuff. Because Project August, all these people are talented people, and they know that, and they're there. But I'm getting just as much predictions. I predicted these Eastern death ships and what's really going on with the China ships coming into Hawaii.
Let's talk more about that. And also, we'll take your dream calls next on Coast to Coast AM.